See store for details.
At approximately 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday is the 14th of December, 10 days from today. Christmas Eve for lots of people here and all over the world. As people think about the real meaning of Christmas, and there are lots of different definitions, I suppose, lots of different ways of looking at it. From my point of view and for my set of values, there are two things that are important about Christmas. One of them is bringing about a wonderful, positive, really strong feeling in children that there are so many more good things in the world than not. You can see children light up with the focus on presents and that sort of thing, and that's cool, the Christmas tree. And with that comes an emotion. Richie can tell you that. And all of us who have had children, all of us who have been children, all of us have been touched in our lives, no matter what our religion, by the festivities that happen at this time of year. It really is a different mindset. There's something that goes on. It isn't just in the Western world. It's all over the world. And some people begrudgingly acknowledge it, but it does have a special effect on people. And as it's called, the spirit of the season of goodwill and kindness. And the other thing that I think is important to remember this time of year is how important service is. And if you really ratchet up, we've had a lot of attention paid to these billionaires who are giving a lot of their money away now to charity. One of the things that I find in successful people is that they are giving. There is a talent someplace that you have. You have the ability to take that talent and use it in service to others. And that's what comes out more than anything, I think, at this time of year. We all say the same thing, isn't it too bad it doesn't last? Isn't it? Well, yeah, you can look at it that way, or you can look at the half full way. Isn't it great that at least we have it for this much time? And so I think when you contribute to other people, you do something, you take your talent, and you use it, and I really do think this is a sign of success, a mental attitude that one has. And because of our focus on your mental attitude, when Uri Geller is here, I bring Uri into this conversation, and I wonder if he, I'm thinking there's a synchronicity here, because oftentimes when we get started, I don't talk to him about what I want to talk about, but often we're on the same wavelength. And I think it's interesting, first of all, Uri, don't you, all the attention has been given to these people who are very wealthy, who are giving their money away. You know, you said you'd never be fabulously wealthy, but you're pretty well off, and you're very charitable. What is it, when you get down to the brass tacks of how it makes Uri Geller feel to be charitable, how do you feel?
Well, come on, Doug. I mean, when you give some money to sick children anywhere around the world, obviously you feel a great satisfaction and empowering energy, because you know that you're happy, you made it, you've got some money, and you are in the power, in the position to help others. Most of the charities that I help, you can see them all on my website. I have a whole, you know, charity.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com, yep.
Yes. Years ago, I formed a foundation called the Uri Geller Charitable Foundation. I basically learned it from other people, you know, in their field of excellence, whether they're in sport, actors, singers, celebrities, they do that because they have enough.
Yeah.
And if you have enough, it's good to give away. And these billionaires that we are reading about now, who are giving not hundreds of thousands of millions, but billions, that's fantastic. It's good for them. You know, just a few months ago, I auctioned my Jaguar. I had a big long wheelbase Jaguar that I drove for about 6 years. And we raised money with a Jaguar, and I learned that just selling the Jaguar for a charity in Africa, gave over 400 kids lamps into their tents so they can see at night.
Amazing.
And it's amazing how much little money makes such a huge, huge difference.
And that you would think that it could be to have it funneled in that direction and have it have the impact. I mean, just me visualizing what that would mean. You think about having been there. You and I never actually went there together, but I've been with other people into some of these places in Kenya, the horrible conditions that these people live under. They don't have homes. They have no place. They have no money. They have no place. They have no food, no place to live. Yet there are children popping out all over the place. They put little corrugated boxes together. So I'm thinking of this one girl that I met, 16 years old, already had two children and another one on the way. And I'm thinking about this light that you're talking about being in that. She had no light. There's no.
Yep.
So it was nothing in there except dirt and a back wall and a roof over
and
where
you know,
she slept with these children.
Beside getting tremendous satisfaction from giving, it also makes you happy. And I believe that those who are happy tend to have more influence. So you can continue your good work, your charitable work.
One of the motivations, then, if I'm hearing you, you're a motivational guy. Uri Geller is all about motivation. The mind, that's where the motivation begins. Everything begins in the mind. And I hear you say something that oftentimes people are criticized for. That is, if somebody gives or tries to help someone else and they get satisfaction out of it, somehow that's rendered wrong. You ought not to be thinking about how it affects you. It ought to be that you're thinking about how it affects other people. Why? If you do a good job and you feel good about it, that motivates you to do more.
No, because, Doug, because when you look at these huge name celebrities, and I won't mention any, singers and movie stars, people tend to think that they do it for publicity purposes.
Yes, sometimes they do.
Of course they do, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, whatever they do it for, the target is helping
and people are still helped. So
people.
What difference does it make what the motivation is? Is that the premise?
I didn't understand the question.
Well, if in fact people are helping other people, and yet they seem to be doing because they're so self-motivated, they want to promote their own interest, but yet they still end up helping people, then no one is hurt, even if it's not. People would say, well, they're doing it for the wrong reason. What's the difference as long as they're
exactly.
doing something that helps?
Exactly. And Dad, let's face it. I mean, you know, if they feel that they are getting or deriving exposure, media exposure from that good deed, then let them, you know, have that media exposure. Who cares? As long as their money, their own hard-earned money, goes to the right place.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing it for decades now. I did it also when I didn't have money.
Yeah.
It's just a terribly good feeling to be able to help others.
Well, there's
sometimes, by the way, Doug, sometimes it's not money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I give away things that belong to Uri Geller to auction away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I give my time. I just now, you know, this is really weird. And talk about synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
I mean, Doug, talk about synchronicity. You won't believe this, but
yes, I will. Go ahead.
I mean, just now, I got an email, and it says here, I'm trying to get, this is a guy, an agent who is the manager and agent for many footballers.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes to me here, I'm just bringing it up on my BlackBerry as quick. Hi, Uri, I'm asked to try to get people to assist, free, of course, with the latest cancer research online advertising campaign. They're aiming this at the over 50s. So far, they have a bunch of footballers and actors lined up. I'm trying to get some more. And that's it. So I emailed back and I said, sure, of course I'll do it. Because at the end of the day, it will help.
Yeah.
And you do it too. And I'm sure that everyone who is listening right now will also do it, on a smaller scale. But I'm sure Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Clay, they all have done it in the past. Am I not right?
Yeah. Well, I think that I'll let them speak for themselves. I think we all have our pet projects. We have our pet issues. And so we try to do things to help people. I'm a great believer in what goes around comes around. I think even if you are expecting something back, as long as you don't expect it back from the same group, it may be self-serving. But again, as you said a few minutes ago, you're still helping somebody. So what can be the harm in that? Even if the person doing it is expecting something back, usually the law of the universe is that something good will come back. You give,
exactly,
and you get.
But, you know, we do have in the universe also a word that is called jealousy and envy.
Yep. Avarice.
And always remember that a strong purpose is a very sharp word. And I think that if you have a purpose and a target to help others, no matter how small you give, whatever you give, whatever you give, even if it's a dollar, even if it's to auction something that belonged to you, you're helping in the grand scale.
Let me leave our conversation with this thought. We have a new, you know, I'm on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Northwest Ohio. And one of the things that we have, I guess, decided among ourselves is that the real meaning of helping in this case, the dedication that we have to the school is, and I don't know how else to put it, but we basically have agreed among one another that we give or we help until it hurts. And because the school needs our help and loyalty and support, and because if we really believe in the cause, we will do that. And all of us, pretty much, I think, to the person, I can't think of anybody, I don't know, you know, everybody's financial situation that well, but I know most of us have given beyond what we might have heretofore thought was reasonable. And it's because we understand that this is the need. So if you really believe in that, whatever it is, you give until it hurts. It's hard to imagine that if Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or whomever gives 50% of their wealth, it's going to hurt. But that really isn't the point. It's they're giving 50% of what they have that they don't have to give to help. And we are all here to help. That's the thing that is mostly, I think, underscored at this time of year, don't you think?
Yes, very much so. And I think that the example of these very seriously wealthy individuals around the world is awakening other people that
yes.
never thought to give.
Yeah.
So they're thinking about it, and then they will say, okay, I'm going to give also.
Yeah.
He gave, I will give.
Yeah.
So this is great.
It really is.
It's contagious, and it's happening.
It is contagious, and I think that it works, again, whether you can give away a penny, a nickel, a dime, a dollar, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever it is that you can give. If you give and it does help and it hurts a little, that's not bad.
Let me just end by saying this, that your beautiful thoughts may be interesting, but people value you for your beautiful deeds.
Mm.
And that's my message.
Deeds, what a great message. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Always great to have you here with lots of love. We wish you a good week. 20 minutes after on Good Day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all die-hard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Barracuda.com.
Great gifts at this time of year. I have this book I'm holding up. If you're online at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, and get a gander at this book, Richie. You can see it, Jennifer.
Yep.
You're all online, even though you're not on. Great gifts for Christmas. Some great ideas here. I'm going to share some of them with you when next we have a chat with Roberta about how to save money, her queen of cheap saving. I'm going to put that aside, Roberta, just for our conversation. Speaking of conversation.
What in the world are you wearing?
It's a moulash.
I'm wearing a
moulala.
Moulala. You see the sweatshirt? It's called
moulala.
It's a moulala sweatshirt.
Moulala.
Everybody online, goodayshow.com.
There it is. I would have paid you $100 if you would have worn that to Megan's wedding.
And my daughter wouldn't have spoken to me for a month if I'd have. Wouldn't have been worth it. Now, if you'd have come up with $10,000, maybe I'd have thought about it seriously.
You can be bought.
I can be had for a buck. Okay, speaking of having been had for a buck, it's time for us now to play our Name That Christmas Tune game. And the prize is a Kung Zhu pet and battle armor with the Zuzu Pets t-shirt and tote bag. That will go to the person who correctly identifies the tune. We're going to play probably four bars or four notes or whatever it is, and you have to figure out what the song is and call us 800-510-8255. Or, Clay, you could be monitoring our text line, 646-926-DUG. I promised we'd use it. You want to make it exclusively a text line thing, or you want to use the phone?
What
do we want to do? Use the text line. Okay. So the first person that gets the right answer to Clay on our text line at 646-926-DUG. Have you ever translated that? What is D-O-U-G?
Oh, we did that at one point, but I don't remember.
Hold on just a second. Doug is D. Watch why we do this, Richie. This is very clever. D is 3. O is 6. U is 8. And G is 4.
He's working hard.
3, 6, 8, 4. 3684. Don't you allow? Here's
I love
one.
How I can hear the phone.
How do you like my phone? Right. Here's my modern. There it is, folks. Again, gooddayshow.com. See the video. There it is, Richie.
You got that from Sports Illustrated.
I have a half a dozen of these around here. I don't know where I got them, but there are half a dozen around the house. The bells, none of the ringers work. So that's why when people call me, I can never answer the phone because I can't hear the ringers work. So, all right. Back to work. 26 past the hour. Time to name that Christmas tune. Here we go with the notes from today's tune. That's it. 800-510-8255.
Oh. Come on, Roberta.
Oh, huh?
Come on, Roberta. That's an easy one.
800-510-8255. We'll do it four times. That was the first. Second time, Richie. All right, there it is. 800-510-8255. And in this case, you need to know the artist. I think with most of these, we need the artist and the name of the tune.
Yeah, I mean, okay. A lot of times an artist will make a standard Christmas song of their own, and this one certainly is an
example of that. All right, third time, Richie. 800-510-8255, and the last time. All right, what did we decide? Are we going to do this on the text? That's right.
Yeah, let's do it on text.
All right.
But they got to include their name.
Yeah, you got to include your name. All right, so here's the text number, 646-926-DOUG. 626-3684, and you must include your name in the text.
And a compliment about Clay.
Oh, yeah, you can tell everybody.
There's no room for that, Clay.
Yeah. All right. It. Help yourself to 646-926-3684. Text answer to the ID of the Christmas tune of the day, all right? That's it. That's all you get. You don't get no more. Peter Greenberg coming along in a moment. With a focus on something that I find interesting. The items that you enjoy at a hotel room. Like once in a while, this weekend I got to stay in a couple of hotel rooms because I got to travel a little bit. And you look around, you see a lot of things that are in the hotel room that you want to take with. You know, they have auctions to sell these things off.
Really?
Yeah.
They do.
Here's Peter Greenberg with more on how that can work for you.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's something you may not have known about me. Almost every item in my house comes from a hotel that I've stayed at around the world. No, I didn't steal it. I bought it. Many hotels use amenities like comfortable beds and upscale spa products to attract guests, and then make those items available to bring home with you. The Hilton Home Collection offers everything from its Serenity bed to shower heads. The W Hotel Store tries to extend its hip brand with funky items like acrylic furniture, fur throw rugs, and even clothing. If you've ever stayed in a Westin hotel, then you've probably introduced to the Heavenly Bed and the chain's signature white tea scents, all of which are for sale. The Sofitel chain, which is based in France, sells items that are European-inspired, including linens from Paris and porcelain dishes from France. And you've probably heard of the famous marching ducks at the Peabody Hotel. Well, the Peabody Galleria also sells duck-themed everything. And in my opinion, no bathroom is complete without a rubber ducky. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We are 33 after the hour. Hello, Doug and Jennifer and Richie.
Somebody posted on their Facebook page, I'm just seeing Santa Claus going through the TSA checkpoint.
Yeah.
And their quote is, I'm pretty sure that everybody at the TSA is now on the naughty list.
Good. They're not
very
nice
funny.
There.
Very
the
funny.
Discovery box today has a 2,400-year-old pot of bone soup. It was you've heard of the Terracotta Warriors in China, right?
Yeah.
This is Xi'an. I was there when I went to China about 10 years ago, I think, Richie, wasn't it? Has it been that long? I think it had been.
Has it been a while? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 8-9 years. Anyway, this pot of soup discovered in the tomb. It's still liquid, obviously not any longer edible. The local newspaper quoted a representative from the Institute of Archaeology is saying it's the first example of bone soup in Chinese archaeological history. Hello, where is there an example of bone soup anyplace and in archaeological history?
Apparently there is.
History.
Bone soup.
Bone soup.
But isn't all soup made of bones?
No, not necessarily. The vegetable
chicken
soup.
Chicken broth.
I had vegetable soup the other night. It was great. No bones in that. No bones about it.
But you needed broth.
Yeah.
You know, somebody had a good point yesterday. We were talking about Christmas specials, and they were talking about the Flintstones. The Flintstones
have a Christmas special?
The Flintstones have a Christmas special. Yet, Weren't the Flintstones around before Christ was even born?
Yes, they were, Rich.
So how can they have a Christmas special?
They were time travelers.
they got the memo.
I remember that Jetsons Flintstones special, so maybe that
Here's
was where
George Jetson.
When they went to the Jetsons, maybe they found out, oh, Christ, Christmas. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, let's have a Christmas special.
You know, in the good news department, I was noticing online, yesterday we had the story about Walmart. My two favorite targets, Walmart and their
favorite targets. Get it?
Oh, good, Richie. I didn't even think of that. Woo, bing, da, bing, da, bing. The Walmart story yesterday was about they're putting up. Oh, they're asking people to, if they look strange, report them. I forget what it's called, but something like that. Yesterday at a couple of different Walmarts in the Midwest, apparently, shoppers handing out $1,000 in gift cards, and nobody has quite figured out whether they are actually Walmart employees doing that or someone who just wants to be generous at Christmas time. But I thought,
wow.
That, right?
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
By the way.
What?
Neat.
Yeah, that is neat. From now it's Clay's turn at 36 past the hour for us to spend some time sort of checking out what's going on online and with the new media, his social media headline report. Before we get to that, though, let's identify the song. We made this a special text challenge. Play again the notes, Richie, if you would, please. All right. So you have the answer. 646-926-3684 is our text line. What'd you get, Clay?
I got tons of comments, Doug, and the ones I'll read a couple of them here until we get the right answer, because, to be honest, I don't know what the right answer is.
there you go.
He's unbiased.
Clever, yes, right, yeah.
Richie, so first off, we have right Letitia O'Ryan from Texas who says sleigh bells.
Aren't wrong. Uh-huh.
Remember, you got to have both the name of the tune and the artist. Nice job, Rich. Okay, yeah, that's what he was looking for. I could do that. All right, next guess.
I've got Jasmine Mendoza from California who says, "Here Comes Santa Claus" by Gene Autry.
Art.
Getting pretty close. Wrong artist, right tune.
Keep
Make
trying.
Sure you include your aim. Our text line is 646-926, Doug. 646-926-3684. Okay. What do you have now?
Oh, I'm just getting lots of text messages. They're overwhelming my
All right, so what's in? Give me another one that we can, come on, we don't want this to go on all day.
Anthony Tintillo says it is Here Comes Santa Claus by Elvis.
Bingo.
Is that right?
Bingo.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
The Jordanaires make this. Jordanaires absolutely make this. I get goosebumps up and down my legs, Richie. You want me to show you on camera or not?
No, thank you.
Have you ever heard this song played before?
Not the Elvis version. No, I really haven't listened to real Elvis.
Do you know who the Jordanaires are, even?
No.
No. I think so. What do you think, Richie?
We should definitely tell him. But I don't hold it against him that he doesn't know who somebody from 1957
is. This song is 57, 58. When was it recorded?
This is probably 58. Yeah, something like that.
It's an Elvis first Christmas album, and this is one of the most popular, enduring of all his tunes. It's Santa Claus Coming to Town with the Jordanaires, who were his backup singer, a group for most of his hit, most of his career. The Jordanaires helped Elvis become successful. Listen to the bop. Listen to the bop. Santa Claus is coming tonight. All right, so there it is. Santa Claus is coming tonight. Not really. 10 days from now. I still love Santa Claus.
Wow.
Everybody's Santa Claus. Okay.
March of 1957, wasn't it?
57.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so we've given away the King Kong Zoo Pet, whatever that is, Zoo Pet thing. I'm really clear. As you can tell, I'm clued really right into that. And so that takes care of that. All right. I have somebody who's defined a mouse pad. Clay will understand this because he's involved actually in both sides of this. A mouse pad is where a mouse lives. And Clay has them in his apartment, right?
Oh, yeah.
You get that? You think that's pads. Clever, Richie? Funny? Okay, more seriously, I'm wondering about Clay's daily report of social media, the headline today. I'm looking at a headline, McDonald's customer information system hacked.
Really? What, yeah. What's you, that?
However, whatever it is, if you go online to McDonald's,
wow.
It must be McDonald's.com, what else could it be? Their whole customer information system is down because it got hacked by somebody.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Wow. Do you see that? Not to go backwards.
No, okay.
Do you know that when Irving Berlin heard Elvis's version of White Christmas, he had his staff call every radio station in the country to try and ban it, calling it a profane parody of the cherished Yuletide standard? Wow.
All right, so what's our social media headline? You didn't get the McDonald's story. What story do you have there for us, Clay?
So Google's coming out with a new operating system called Google Chrome OS, and they already have a Google Chrome internet browser, but this is an entire just an operating system like Windows or Mac OS X or anything. But the weird thing about Google Chrome operating system is that it's all based on the internet. So the only thing the computer has on it is the internet, meaning that if you want to edit a file, you don't use Microsoft Word, you have to use GoogleDocuments.com. And the one thing about this, though, it has a couple implications. I mean, one thing is that you won't ever lose your data because it's all stored online. So you don't have to worry about upgrading computers and reinstalling files because it's all there online. But the problem is that you're losing control of your data, meaning that somebody else has access to your data. And they likely won't
Anybody?
Go to it. Well, Google will have it on their servers. So if they really wanted to, they could go look at it. But it's just the same. It's the same as the Gmail and everything like that. They got your emails. They probably won't read them. But they're still, it leaves it vulnerable to hackers like the Chinese hackers that hacked into Gmail recently.
Right. All right. And the people just hacked into the McDonald's customer information line.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. All right. I guess, what is it? Beware, a word to the wise is sufficient, all that good stuff. Our video of the day today. A group of college-aged kids strap a video camera. College-aged, this, kids are very bad. Kid is a goat. Clay, a group of college-age students. All right?
You can't call a kid a kid?
No, a kid is not a kid. A kid is a goat.
I can't you call my kids kids?
No.
They're children,
unless you want them to be four-legged and have horns.
Well, Doug, have you watched the video?
Have I watched the video? I have not.
How do you know? How do you know that there? It's not a group of
because
goats.
Because I read through the rest of the description, and know that it would be hard for a goat to strap a video camera to itself and get into. This is actually a remote airplane. This is kind of actually cool.
It's flying all over the city.
Plane explores New York. You see this, Roberta? A lot of great angles and dives. Reminds me of when the new administration decided they want to take photos of Air Force One flying over New York. They didn't tell anybody, and as it buzzed the buildings, people thought, my God, what's happening? We're going to have another
crash. Yeah, see, that's the thing I would think. If people in New York saw a small, unmanned plane riding around,
not too smart.
They would try and shoot it out of the sky.
Yeah.
And it's going right next to the building. It flies right next
not
to the
ground. Not too smart on the part of the people who came up with that idea. All right, our poll today. Have you reconnected with an old flame on Facebook?
Huh.
A, of course, isn't that what Facebook is for? B, not yet, but I'm hoping. C, no way, I'm so over my exes. D, I have good. Maybe that's Freudian slip on my part.
What do you think about?
Messaged a few of my exes, but I don't like to talk about it. E, my wife would kill me. Have you reconnected with an old flame? Richie has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with old girlfriends.
Yeah. Of course.
I used to, but I don't know. I'm not. My track record's not so great anymore. I used to be friends with all my old girlfriends. But
Till you started using Facebook recently. Just wait till one of those lonely nights rolls.
Yeah, now that you're back on Facebook, it's Connection City
you'll
for you.
You'll look up somebody.
Connection City.
You'll just wonder. You'll say, I wonder if this
Whatever
girl's on.
What happened to so-and-so?
And then you'll put her name in there and hit enter, and you'll... Bunch of things will show up, and then you'll be saying, wow.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com, have you finished all of your Christmas shopping? 48% said, no, I'm not done just yet, but I'm getting pretty close. 24% of you said, yes, I got out early, and I am finally finished. 16% of you said, I don't plan to Christmas shop at all this year. Yay for you!
Yay!
And 12% of you said, not even close. I'll likely be out shopping Christmas Eve. That's what I used to do all the time. Remember, Richie?
Yeah.
And I would go out like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep, Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve and get whatever it was that I was going to get. And
what's that girl's name in school that you used to like?
Oh, in a day, Valerie.
Yeah, we tried to find her before.
Did you really?
Valerie, what's her last name? My first is Valerie Geller. Then Valerie Bertinelli.
There you go.
Then Valerie Harper. All right, what's her last name?
I don't remember. It's an Italian name, but now I can't remember it. He hadn't asked me.
Give me another one. I want to look somebody up. I want to reconnect you with an old flame on Facebook.
You can work on that in your own time, Rich. 14 before the hour. Do we have anything else we have to cover here? I think we're about done.
We're going to talk to Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken time in a moment here on Good Day.
Get you a spine.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Be jolly at Macy's Best Customer Sale with great savings throughout the store. Doors open at 8 a.m. through Friday. Save 50 to 60% on sweaters for him and her. Take 30 to 50% off all fine jewelry. Get 50% off designer coats for men and women. Plus, your choice KitchenAid Architect Toaster Oven, Coffee Maker, Blender, or 4-Slice Toaster, $99.99. And get free shipping at Macy's.com with any $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's brought to us by the folks who are responsible for helping keep your prostate in check. Super Beta Prostate. When there's an emergency, it's too late. Very important for you to take care of your prostate health. Very important for the woman in your life to help you make sure that everything is functioning normally, well, better than well. And because Super Beta Prostate has been around for as long as it has, people have gotten onto the program. They realize the benefit of the program because the ingredients are there to support what you need for longevity when it comes to your prostate, Ken.
Yes, it has pure beta-cytosterols and published in the medical journal Lancet. It's been shown to be safe and effective for benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's a great way to do this naturally.
Support healthy urine flow. Support a healthy prostate. Support yourself or your loved one. Here's what you do. You don't need a prescription. You go online. Actually, the best thing to do is call the folks who are responsible for making and marketing this. 800-607-7078. That gets you to New Vitality, and they will send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you'll pay is a super small amount, like shipping and handling charge, a couple of bucks. That's it. One free bottle per call at 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call now. Protect your health and well-being. We all know what problems the prostate can bring. You hear about them every day. Don't suffer the consequences. Get on the program. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Okay, we have, I guess we'd consider this to be good news. There are a couple of things going on. Good for your heart things, excuse me, Ken, connections.
Doug, more than 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. This is the most common form of dementia, and those numbers are predicted to triple by 2050. And this is another example of what's good for the heart is good for the brain. It's out of the archives of neurology this morning, that people who had low levels of good cholesterol, that's the HDL, had a 60% greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease after age 65 than those who had high levels.
Wow. So good for the heart, good for the brain. HDL, get whatever you can going. How do you raise your HDL? Exercise, some of the supplements that are around are pretty good. You don't have to go to drugs, right?
Exactly. Exercise, very good. Diet is so important. Increasing consumption of quality proteins that are low in saturated fats, such as chicken, fish, and lean meats. Eating fish, eating foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, mackerel, and other cold water fish, walnuts, wheat germ, flaxseed, or soybean oil. Just eating a diet low in saturated fats, low in trans fats, and rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids. Lose weight, exercise, stop smoking. Here's one. Avoid antacids. That's often not thought of. And even some low levels of alcohol. Red wine, Jennifer.
Good for you.
There you go.
All right, there it is, the word from our medical examiner and expert, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on Good Day.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Again, good stuff. I mean, who was doing this with me before, Jennifer or Roberta?
It was me, is how we started today.
All right. Roberta always thinks that I'm wrong in these. I got it, Richie.
You got it. You're on this time.
Got it. Night Fever performed by the Bee Gees from Saturday Night Fever. Starring John Travolta. The film was number one at the box office this week in 1977, and the song was number one. Stayed number one longer than the movie did. The movie was, I think, what, 3 or 4 weeks at the top of the box office? This was a huge movie at the time. Wasn't it, was it a month, Chucker, that it was number one at the box office? Or more?
I would say longer. In those days, more than that. Yeah. Movies played for, you know, many, many months in theaters. You know, actually, Saturday Fever was the only movie in my memory that had the distinction. It was released hard. It was obviously a hard R film, but it was so popular and a lot of young kids wanted to see it that Paramount recut the film to PG and re-released it in the theaters.
Huh. I didn't know that, really. Wow, yeah. That's pretty interesting stuff. You're a font of knowledge. That's why I recommend people go to your blog, Chucker. Chuck Curry, if you go to gooddayshow.com, see his picture with the contributor box, click on that, go right to Entertainment Today and Beyond, his blog, and you find out a lot of things about Christmas movies. For example, his opinion. Here's the town of Seneca Falls, New York, paying tribute to It's a Wonderful Life. civic boosters there pointing out intriguing parallels that suggest that Seneca Falls was the inspiration for Bedford Falls in It's a Wonderful Life. And so they now have a museum. It's sort of a museum. I'm not sure it's an official museum, showcasing Capra's Christmas movie. The former child actress who played George Bailey's daughter Zuzu in the movie is going to be there on Friday to cut the ribbon at the museum.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. The movie was made 64 years ago. All right, so here's our movie trivia question for today. Everybody ready?
Here we go. You're skipping the audio. You're going to go right to the Doug Plub questions.
Right to the question.
All right.
What is the guardian angel of George Bailey named
in
It's a Wonderful Life? 800-510-8255. Will you be quiet with your... All right. What's the guardian angel of George Bailey named in It's a Wonderful Life? You want me to give you... I don't have to give you any.
No, you don't.
Okay.
800-510-8255.
Final run through. The guardian angel of George Bailey, what's the name from It's a Wonderful Life? 800-510-8255. Chuck will have movie news for us in 60 seconds on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
800-510-8255. We'll get the answer to the question in a moment. First, Chucker has movie news for us.
All right, Doug. Disney reportedly planning on making at least three more Pirates of the Caribbean films after the next installment, which is titled On Stranger Tides. It's theaters this summer. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz star in this version. I got to say, Johnny Depp will be set for life if he keeps making at least three or four
He's set for life.
One bit of TV news of interest. Training Day star Ethan Hawke reportedly in negotiations to star in a high-profile new TV show for Fox Network titled Extract, playing the leader of a CIA special elite team.
Yeah.
The show will take place in real time, like the network's 24, and supposedly the network hoping this will be as popular as 24, is going to put a lot of money into the project. I'm a big fan of Ethan Hawke. I think he's very good.
Matt Damon is supposed to be joining Charlton Copley in a movie called Elysium. Do you know anything about that? Follow-up to District 9 looks kind of weird for Damon.
He's the actor from District 9 and also co-starred in the A-Team. He's pretty good.
Really? All right. Here's Annie in Lexington Park, Maryland. What's the name of the character that we're looking for, Annie?
Is it Clarence?
Yes. You know what his last name is?
No.
Isn't it Bailey, Richie?
Odd Body. George Bailey.
Is George's last name. Clarence